Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we're going to talk about God's incredible love for humanity. Today's Bible verse is from John chapter 1, verse 14. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
God's plan for humanity is absolutely mind-blowing. The very concept of the incarnation, the eternal, all-powerful creator of the universe choosing to become human, stretches our understanding to its absolute limits. This wasn't just a simple decision or a random act. This was the culmination of God's intricate plan that had been unfolding since the beginning of time. Think about what this means. The infinite God willingly confined himself to finite human flesh. The one who exists outside of time and space entered into our world of limitations and boundaries. It's like trying to explain the entire ocean to someone who has only ever seen a single drop of water. Our human minds simply can't fully grasp the magnitude of this divine mystery. The Son becoming flesh challenges everything we think we know about how the world works. It defies our logic, transcends our reasoning, and yet stands as the cornerstone of our faith. This is where human wisdom meets its limit and divine wisdom takes over. It's in these moments of acknowledging what we cannot fully understand that we often find the deepest truths about God's love for us. Let's talk about Christmas, not just as another holiday, but as a profound moment that changed the course of human history forever. This season holds a special kind of magic, doesn't it? But I'm not talking about the twinkling lights or festive decorations. I'm talking about something far more extraordinary, the moment when the eternal Word of God made his dwelling among us. Imagine the incredible reality of that first Christmas night. The very same God who spoke the universe into existence chose to enter our world as a tiny baby, the eternal Word, who had existed in perfect unity with the Father since before time began, took on human flesh and moved into our neighborhood, so to speak. This wasn't a temporary visit or a brief appearance. He made his dwelling among us through Jesus. We witnessed something extraordinary, the full revelation of God's glory. This wasn't just a glimpse or a brief flash of divine light, but the complete embodiment of God's character and nature walking among us. When John writes that Jesus was full of grace and truth, he's telling us something profound about who God really is. Think about how Jesus demonstrated this divine glory throughout his ministry. Every healing touch, every word of forgiveness, every act of compassion showed us the Father's heart. He didn't just tell us about God's love, he showed it in ways that transformed lives and continue to impact us today. From the way he touched those considered untouchable to how he welcomed those society had rejected, Jesus revealed a God who goes to extraordinary lengths to reach his people.
The glory of God reached its ultimate expression through Jesus' death and resurrection. In what seemed like the darkest moment when all appeared lost on the cross, God's glory shone brightest. Through Jesus' sacrifice, we see the depths of divine love, a love willing to endure everything to bridge the gap between God and humanity. And in his resurrection, we witness the Father's power to overcome even death itself. What makes this even more remarkable is that Jesus didn't keep this glory to himself. Instead, he shared it freely, inviting everyone to experience the transforming power of God's presence. His life showed us that divine glory isn't about overwhelming power or unapproachable majesty. It's about grace that reaches down to lift us up, and truth that sets us free to become who we were always meant to be. Now let's talk about how we can actually live out this incredible message of Christmas in our everyday lives. It's one thing to understand the profound truth of God becoming flesh, but it's another to let that truth transform how we live and interact with others. Think about it. If God was willing to come down and dwell among us, shouldn't that shape how we approach our relationships? Each day presents countless opportunities to share the joy and hope we've received. Maybe it's through a simple act of kindness to a stranger, offering forgiveness to someone who's hurt us, or being present for a friend going through a tough time. The beauty of Christmas isn't meant to be confined to December. We're called to be living testimonies of this transformative love throughout the year. When we encounter people who are hurting or lonely, we can be the hands and feet of Christ. When we see division, we can be instruments of peace. When others feel hopeless, we can share the hope that sustains us. Just as the shepherds couldn't keep quiet about what they'd seen and heard, we too should feel compelled to share this good news. But remember, sometimes the most powerful witness isn't in our words, but in our actions. People notice when our lives reflect the grace and truth we've received. They see it in our patience during difficult situations, in our joy, despite challenges, and in our willingness to serve others without expecting anything in return. Let's challenge ourselves to look for opportunities each day to bring the light of Christmas into someone else's darkness. Whether through an encouraging word, a helping hand, or simply being present, we can make the message of Emmanuel, God with us, tangible to those around us. As we wrap up today's reflection, I want to encourage each of you to carry this profound Christmas message with you beyond the holiday season. The truth that God became flesh and dwelt among us isn't just a historical event to celebrate once a year. It's a living reality that can transform every single day of our lives. Think about the incredible implications of this truth. The same God who stepped down from heaven to live among us continues to work through us today. When we truly grasp this, it changes everything. How we see ourselves, how we treat others, and how we approach each moment of our lives. Let's commit to living out our faith boldly, following in the footsteps of Jesus, who showed us what it means to be fully human and fully alive. Whether we're at work at home or in our communities, we can reflect his light and love. Remember, every small act of kindness, every moment of patience, every word of encouragement can be a way of making Christ's presence known in our world.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we stand in awe of your great love and the mystery of the Incarnation. Thank you for sending your Son Jesus to dwell among us, bringing grace, truth, and the fullness of your glory. In the humility of his birth and the power of his resurrection, you revealed the depths of your love for humanity. Help us, Lord, to carry the light of this truth beyond the Christmas season. Teach us to reflect your love in our actions, to share your hope in our words, and to bring peace to a world in need. May we always remember that you are Emmanuel, God with us, transforming our hearts and calling us to be your hands and feet in this world. In the name of Jesus, the Word made flesh, we pray, Amen. Friends, may your heart overflow with the blessings of God's love, peace, and grace. Go forward with joy, and may you continue to be a light to those around you. Take care and be abundantly blessed.